Blog Talk Radio.
History and fact loving friends. Tonight is our first installment of Trivia Night. We are going to play a game, and the game is, if you know the answer to this Elvis question, you can call in. The number is 917-889-7866. If you get the answer right, you get a point underneath your name. The person who has the most points will win this evening's show. And if you can't call in, it's okay. I am in Susan's chat right now. So if you write the answer down as fast as possible in Susan's chat and I see it, that will also give you guys a point under your name. As I said, the number is 917-889-7866. If you're in the UK or in Europe or in Australia, you've already given me your name and email address to put in the system so you can call me in that way. I've already done so. So just call in as normal if you hear the answer. As I said, no calling in until you hear the answer. And I already have someone in the studio. It's not going to count, honey, because I haven't even said a question yet. Whoever calls in first with the answer to these questions will get a point under their name. Okay, that's how it works. This is a game show, and we've got an hour, and that's pretty much it. I don't want to wear you guys out on trivia. I know that this will be a friendly competition. I'm just glad that I'm not. Or Mr. Greg, you can type it in. Uh-huh. I'm writing Mr. Greg here. Or you can type it in and in Susan's chat. Okay, guys, a couple of quick announcements and we shall begin. There is a pre-birthday show I'm going to be doing on Friday night at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. I know it's going to be late, but the thing is, it's a birthday party, and it's going to be adult theme. We're going to talk about Elvis's sex life. I know, but it's an adult subject, so like I said, the kiddies are going to have to go to bed because it's my birthday bash, and I can pick any theme that I want. So Friday night, we're going to talk about that at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Also on Saturday, it is my birthday on Saturday. So Jenny and I are going to be doing a show together. And the show will happen at 10 o'clock at night too, because I have parties and things to go to and I can't do it until I get home late. So 10 o'clock on Friday, 10 o'clock on Saturday. It'll be fun, fun, fun. And hopefully y'all will get a kick out of it. Anyway, let's start with my first question. Now, listen very carefully now. Now, Miss Sue, I see that you're in the studio. You're going to have to hang up. And if you hear the right question, if you have the right answer to the question, call back. Okay? That's how it's going to work. The first people to call in with the right answer to these questions will get a point. Okay. Here is the first question. What movie did this song start on? What movie was this song in? And the song is called Lonesome Cowboy. What movie?
I am just a lonesome cowboy, and I'm traveling all alone. I ain't even got a nickel to call my baby on the phone. Just beyond the mountain lies a city, and I hear it calling me. Saddle up and ride, you lonesome cowboy. Here is where you'll find your destiny. In my dreams the lights shine bright and pretty, near to me and yet so far. Will I always be a lonesome cowboy? Am I only reaching for a star?
For a star, for a star, for a star.
Ride, ride, ride.
Ride along, cowboy.
Cowboy, cowboy.
Sing,
sing, sing.
Elvis, take it on home now, baby. Okay, guys, Greg answered the first question correct. Let me see what Miss Rhonda says. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Hello? Wait, hold on.
Calm down, honey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're about to have a heart attack and give me one. Calm down.
I'm here with my friend Lisa, and we're sitting outside at a restaurant, and we're listening. So I can't listen and call at the same time, so I was wondering if I could answer through
chat. How are we
going
to answer?
Okay, well, do you have the answer? What movie was this song in? Was that song in?
Loving
You.
You
know?
Loving You.
Yes, it was.
Loving
so you and Greg get a point. I'm going to do things differently. Now, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on mute. You can stay on mute. You can answer in chat if you'd like. Now, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to answer yes or no till the question has been set for a while, because I've noticed something. If somebody does the right answer, about 2 minutes later, somebody else is just going to see that answer and put it in too. So this is what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
Because that's kind of like a cheating thing going on. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a question, and I'm going to give y'all enough time to answer, and I'm not going to say yes or no until it's all done, and then I'll say something. Because if I say something right off the bat, y'all are going to get the answer, and then y'all are going to get the point. So hold on, I got to do things a little differently.
All right.
So I'm going to put you
well,
on
I've
mute
got my
with your girlfriend. All right.
Okay, good. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do, guys. I'm going to give y'all enough time to come up with the answer, and I'm not going to say a damn thing. Use my French there. I'm not going to say a word until it's time, and then I'll say if it was right or wrong. All right. That way everybody gets a chance, because if I say yes or no, people already know what the answer is, so they can kind of cheat and go, oh, I know what it is. No. So, okay. So far, Greg's got a point and Rhonda has. Okay. So here we go. This is the next question. Okay, and I'm doing some songs tonight. So if you guys know Elvis movies like you claim you do, then you're going to get this right. Okay, next question. What movie was this song in? It is called Chesse.
What's in the drink? Chase the devil away. Magic, I think. So just say, chess say.
Chess say, chess say. Bring you good luck night and day. Chess say, chess say. That's a Jesse way.
Hey! Trouble is my middle name. Though it's such a crying shame. Try and try, there's nothing I can do. But I'm feeling kind of strange. Feel like things are gonna change. I'm a lucky star was shining through.
Chess say, bring you good luck night and day. Chess say, that's the gypsy way.
Drink a cup of gypsy love, just tip it up and then you just say, chess say. Swallow once, then swallow twice, goes down so nice, chess say.
Hey!
What's in the drink to chase the devil away?
Magic, I think.
So just say, chess say.
Chess say, bring you good luck night and day. Chess say, that's the gypsy way.
Hey!
Chess say, bring you good luck night and day. Chess say, that's the gypsy way. Chess say, bring you good luck night and day. Chess say, that's the gypsy way.
Chess say!
All right. The right answer to it is Frankie and Johnny. Rhonda has got one more point. Sorry, Greg. Not right. But keep going. Keep going. This is fun. This is going to help y'all get your Elvis history right. So the correct answer was Frankie and Johnny. Okay, so this is the next question, and this will not be a song question. This is just a regular question. How much did RCA pay Sun Records for Elvis Presley's contract? How much did RCA pay Sun Records for Elvis Presley's contract? And go. I'll give y'all a few minutes. Well, I'll give y'all at least a minute. Get those answers, y'all. Type them in. Get those answers. All right. I know this is strange because, like radio, you can't have any quiet time. You got to keep talking. So remember, the colonel helped the negotiations and Sam Phillips told them what price it would take to get his contract to be sold to RCA. What was that amount? All right. I'll give you 10 more seconds.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right. It was $35,000. So Miss Rhonda and Miss Manette get a point. All righty. Next question, and this is another song one. So pay attention. Remember all your Elvis movies, okay? What movie was this song, Earth Boy, on?
Earth Boy, dream of angels. Angel, she be sweet and make him have happy heart in land of love. Angel, dream of Earth Boy. Earth Boy, who be true and love her till sun broke low in land of love. Angel, walk on street. Earth Boy walking too.
Earth Boy walking too.
All at once they meet.
Ooh, dreams come true.
Now best part of story. Like two doves in land of love we will always be. Happy angel is you. Happy Earth Boy is me.
Angel walk on street. Earth Boy walking too.
All at once they meet.
Ooh, dreams come true.
Now best part of story. Like two doves in land of love we will always be. Happy angel is you. Happy Earth Boy is me.
Earth Boy, dream of angels. Angel, dream of Earth Boy. Earth Boy, dream of angels. Angel, dream of Earth Boy. Earth Boy, dream of angels.
Okay, I do have a new caller, so I'm going to, that's probably an answer. Hey, Miss Ann, do you have an answer for me?
Yes, is it Girls, Girls, Girls?
That's correct. And also, Manette got it right. And Sue got it right. Rhonda got it right. And Greg got it right. So, yep. Okay. So, okay. Here, this is a deal. You want to stay in chat or do you want to call in again? Or this is the first... This is the first show hiccup, so I'm trying to see how it's going to work. You know, I don't know. Maybe we should designate a chat just for this game show. Maybe yeah. So. I don't know.
I can't go into the Susan's chat group because otherwise I can't listen to the radio and be prepared to phone up on my laptop, if you know what I mean. I can't do three things at once.
Oh, no, no, I understand. Do you want to just stay in Susan's chat and give the answer in there and you don't have to call in at all? It's an option.
Can do.
Okay, to make it easier.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, I think we should do the chat thing. This might help everybody on this one because I think people calling in is not going to work because it is a headache listening to the show, answering the questions and calling in. It's just, I understand, yeah. Looking at chat, it's just, a headache. I can get that. Okay. So I'll give you a point there, Miss Ann, and hopefully everybody will get over these hiccups soon, okay? Just first show.
Okay. Lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome. It'll get better in time, guys. First show. So, all right. And here we go. Listen very carefully. Here is your next question. What famous rock star once snuck on the grounds of Graceland in an unsuccessful attempt to meet Elvis? What famous rock star snuck on the grounds of Graceland in an unsuccessful attempt to meet Elvis? It's like, do 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 do. Okay. I've got 1 point for Greg, 1 point for Rhonda, 1 point for Anne. Was Bruce Springsteen. That's right, the dancing in the dark guy. Bruce Springsteen. I wish I could find an easier way so that everybody can do this without looking at the answers, because y'all are practically looking at the answers in chat when the first person puts it down. I'll give that point to you, Miss Linda. It was Bruce Springsteen. Okay. And I'll give you that point too, Miss Minette. But here is the kicker. I'm going to sing the do, 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 do. And at the end of that, if y'all haven't got the answer, I'm not giving y'all a point. It's the first answer, first serve type thing, because people are going to look at the right answer and going to give it because there's somebody else put it in. So if you haven't given the answer by the end of my do, 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 then you can't get the point. You have to get it within the time period frame of time that I'm giving you. Okay. We're trying to make it easier here. I'm really trying. This is not too easy. I don't know how these women do this on YouTube. I don't understand it, but this is the first show hiccup. So, you know, we'll get there eventually. Okay. All right. Here is the next question. What movie was this song in? I slipped, I stumbled, I fell.
I look at you and wham, I'm head over heels. I guess that love is a banana peel. I feel so bad and yet I'm feeling so well. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell, one crazy kiss and bam, I head for the skies. I guess that love is like a cake of ice. You skate along, but then you never can tell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I never thought I'd get kicked to buy your sweet talking lies. You got a bag of tricks, and when you got busy, I got dazzled and dizzy. I feel like a ton of bricks. My knees are weak, my head is spinning around. I guess that love has turned me upside down. Thought I'd get hurt, but gee, it's turning out swell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I never thought I'd get kicked to buy your sweet talking lies. You got a bag of tricks, and when you got busy, I got dazzled and dizzy. I fell like a ton of bricks. My knees are weak, my head is spinning around. I guess that love has turned me upside down. Thought I'd get hurt, but gee, it's turning out swell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell.
All right, the correct answer for that was Wild in the Country. And I see that Miss Rhonda got that right. Okay, so here we go. Now remember, first come, first serve. When I'm done with that do-do-do-do, the answers better be put in, because I'm not taking any late answers because people can see the answers in chat. Okay, so first come, first serve. All right, this is a little bit of a trick question, so listen very carefully. What color was Elvis's first Cadillac before he bought it and painted it pink for his mama? do 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 do. Okay. All right. The correct answer was blue. Blue as in his beautiful blue eyes, y'all. So Rhonda, Sue, and Greg got that before the last two. Okay. All right. I wish you guys could be here with me with a buzzer. That would make it so much easier if you guys had a buzzer and I could see you guys. All right. Next song. I mean, well, we're not going to do a song. Hold on. Okay. Here we go. In the song Jailhouse Rock, what was the name of the jailbird that was playing the saxophone? In the song Jailhouse Rock, what jailbird was playing the saxophone? Do 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 do. Okay. Anne was like, I've not seen that film. Well, I'm not talking about the film. I was talking about the song Jailhouse Rock. Little Joe blowing on the saxophone. Name was Little Joe. Nobody got the answer. The name was Little Joe was blowing on the saxophone. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, sorry. Miss Rhonda, you're right. Miss Shauna was wrong, and Miss Rhonda was right with the answer. So I'm going to give you that point, Miss Rhonda, because Miss Shauna was wrong. It's not Little Joe. It's Spider Murphy playing on the saxophone. Little Joe sitting there right all alone. Yep, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. So see, I can make mistakes. Two guys. It was Spider Murphy because Little Joe was sitting over there all alone. Gotcha. Okay. Next question. And I'm sure everybody's going to know this answer. Here you go. What high school did Elvis attend in Memphis? What high school did Elvis attend in Memphis? Do 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 do. Okay, okay, here, hold on guys, hold on. That's done. It's done. No more answers, no more answer. It's Humes High School. Y'all not spelling it right, but I'll give y'all the point anyway. It's Humes High School. Humes. So I gave the point to Miss Sue, Miss Ann, Greg, Manette, and Rhonda had an autocorrect problem, but I understand you put Humes. I get it. I get it. So y'all got a point. I'm not taking points off for spelling errors, okay? I understand what you guys wrote. I get it. Okay. Let's see here. Tell me all and tell me true, what movie was this song in? The Yellow Rose of Texas. What movie?
Oh, the yellow rose of Texas is the only gal I love. Her eyes are even bluer than Texas skies above. Her heart's as big as Texas, and wherever I may go, I'll remember her forever, the because I love her so. There are so many roses that bloom along the way, but my heart's in Amarillo, and that's where it will stay. For the yellow rose of Texas, so I better get there fast, cause I know I was her first love, and I wanna be her last. The yellow rose of Texas is the only gal I love. Her eyes are even bluer than Texas skies above. Her heart's as big as Texas, and wherever I may go, I'll remember her forever because I love her so. The eyes of Texas are upon you all the livelong day. The eyes of Texas are upon you.
All right. The correct answer is Viva Las Vegas. And Greg and Rhonda got it right. Good, good, good. Aren't we guys having fun? I know it's a little hectic and we have a few hiccups, but this is pretty fun, I will have to say. And plus, the more you play the game, even if you get the answers wrong, the better you'll get at the game because it'll help you get sharp. So the next time the question comes up in another show, you guys will know the answer, okay? So the more we play, the more Elvis knowledge you will know. Trust me, I used to do this in high school. I used to make my friends do this to me in high school on purpose. This was fun for me. So, okay. All right, all right, all right. Now this one, I'm sure everybody's going to get right. So I'm going to make sure this is a really easy one for all y'all. What day was Elvis born? What day was Elvis born? Dumb. Okay, that's the last time I'm going to accept right there. It's the last one I'm going to accept. Okay, the answer is January 8th, 1935. Yep, yep, yep. Now, Greg got it right, Manette got it right, Sue got it right, and Rhonda got it right. Okay, and I already did the dump. So I can't accept the other last two because I already did the sound. When you hear that last sound, that is the last time I will accept the answer. So listen to the da-da-da because by the end of the da-da-dum, that's it. I can't accept anymore because you guys can see everybody else's answers and you can get it right just by looking at everybody else's answers. I wish I had a buzzer system. That would be really cool, but I don't. Maybe we can find another way to make this easier for us next trivia game. Okay. This is just the first show hiccup. So don't get angry. It's just the first show hiccup. Okay. Now, are you guys ready? What company did Elvis drive a truck for before he became famous? What company did Elvis drive a truck for before he became famous? Da 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 Crown Electric. And Rhonda, Sue, Greg, Ann, and latecomer Manette got them right. Okay. All right. Here we go. Are you guys ready? What song for the NBC 68 comeback special was specifically written for the show? What song from the NBC 68 comeback special was specifically written for the show? Da 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 da. All right, Miss Ann, Greg, Sue, and Rhonda got it right. It's If I Can Dream, and Miss Rhonda is being fast on those answers. You got fast fingers, honey. Okay. Here is a trick question. Trick question. What was the name that Priscilla and Elvis had put aside in case they were to have a little boy? What name did Elvis and Priscilla put aside in case they were to have a little boy? Da 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 da. Okay, the answer to that question was John Barron. John Barron was the name set aside in case they were to have a little boy. John Barron. Remember that name now. That question might come up again. John Barron. Because it rhymes with Garen, you guys, and Aaron. Okay. Just remember that one because it might come up again. Okay. Are you guys ready again? Okay. What year did Elvis buy his home in Graceland? What year did Elvis buy his home in Graceland? Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Okay, I'm not accepting any more answers. It was 1957. 1957 was when Graceland was purchased by Elvis Presley. Anne and Manette got that right. Thank you, ladies. Okay. Now, this is an easy one. If you've ever watched the movie, you guys should get the answer just right. Here we go. Listen carefully. What movie had Elvis playing two roles? What movie had Elvis playing two roles? Da, 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 da. Da 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 da. Okay, that's the last I'll accept answers. It was Kissing Cousins. That's right, Miss Ann, Greg, Sue, and Manette. All right. Now, here we go. What movie was this song in? What movie was this song, Dominic, in?
Dominic, Dominic, why are you stalling? Don't you hear love calling to you? Move, move, move your little foot, do. Dominic, Dominic, pick one and take her. There's acres and acres to choose. Oh, oh, only a fool would refuse. I, if I had your trouble, life would be double good sweet. There'd be no grass growing under my feet. Listen, Dominic, Dominic, when will you hunger? You ain't getting younger, my friend.
love, love, love 'em all right to the end. I can't understand you leaving them beauties forlorn. It's time to take the old bull by the horn. Come on, Dominic, Dominic, they're itching and twitching. Better start pitching some move, move, move your foot.
All right, the correct answer is Stay Away Joe. That's right, Miss Rhonda, Greg, and Sue got that right. So you each got a point there. Okay, so here's the next question, and this is a Graceland question. How old was Elvis when he bought Graceland? How old was Elvis when he bought Graceland? Da 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 da. Okay, the answer is 22. He was 22 years old. And Miss Rhonda, I'm giving you that point because at the last duh is when you typed it. The very last duh. Okay? Miss Rhonda got that at the last duh. So I don't know if I can accept Manette or Greg's because the last duh was the only 22 that I saw. Oh, no. We're going to have to find a better way to do this, guys, next week or the week after that whenever we decide to do another trivia show. Okay, here's another question. Elvis was a twin. At what time Elvis born? At what time was Elvis born? Da 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 da. Okay, Greg, Rhonda, and Ann got that. It was 4:35 a.m. 4:35 a.m. That means his brother was born at 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Okay. The last one. This is the last one for the evening, and then we'll play a couple of songs, and I'll get y'all in the studio so we can talk because there's a, you know, I don't want to overdo it with you guys. Okay. At what age was Elvis when he got his first guitar? At what age was Elvis when he got his first guitar? Da 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 da. Okay, he was 11 years old. 11 years old when he got his first guitar. So I will give that point to Ann, Rhonda, and Greg. Good job, guys. I have to give y'all a big applause. Woo! Y'all did really well in these Elvis facts, you guys. Really well. So I'm going to give my, you know, applauding to you guys. Let me get you all in. If you guys want to call in the number is 917-889-7866, and we can talk about what we just did, okay? And I'm going to tell you what the tallies are. Sue, Miss Rhonda, and Miss Ann are already in the studio. Let me tell you the tallies here, okay? Are you guys ready? Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Victoria got 2. Greg got 14. Goodness sakes, Greg. You know your stuff. Miss Rhonda got 17. Miss Manette got 8. Miss Sue you got four. You got let's see. There's a 5, 6, 7, 8. You got 9, and you got 11, and Linda got 1. But I don't think Linda's playing anymore because I hadn't seen her answer since she did that one answer. So I don't know. But that's what I've got so far. So far, it's between the highest numbers are between Greg and Rhonda. Goodness sakes.
Well done, guys.
I'm coming after you.
Goodness sakes.
That's fun.
Between,
but you know,
yeah.
You know what that made me feel like, though?
What?
Was it doing this way? When Rhonda does have a fast typing hand or a fast phone one, but she would put the answer down that I was going to put down, and then I felt like I was cheating and following her if I did the same thing.
No, you got to do it at the end of my dump.
But
I have
that
whole
song.
Hold on. You know that whole
I'm
song.
I'm thinking the same thing she is, but she's getting the answer in there quicker.
But you still got to get the answer
Sorry.
In because I'm doing that. I'm doing that. Da, 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 da,
yeah, I know, but I mean, I'm trying to get it in there before, and I'm thinking, well, I feel like I'm following the leader or something, and I felt like I was.
I can see how that's going on because, like I said, it's hard when we're doing it in chat because people are going to see the answer first, and they're going to just go, you know, go do that. I don't know. I was wanting to do it by phone, but I'm not quite sure how we should do it next time. Miss Manette said Rhonda would put the answer down before she even heard the question. I guess there's a lag going on in my show. I need to find a way to do this, you guys. I don't. This is like a little hiccup. This was the first one. I'm very proud of you how the numbers did happen. I was expecting maybe one person to come on tonight. Seriously, I didn't expect all y'all. So I appreciate y'all making the effort. But I don't know what would be a better way to do it. If it was in chat, then Miss Sue has a point. It would feel like somebody's going in and putting the answer in, and the other person wouldn't want to do it because they'll think that they're just following along.
Exactly.
But,
right. It
but
may
Ms.
be
Ann,
that some of us – I'm sorry,
Sue,
Donna. I was going to say some of us may have a faster
connection.
Yeah, a lot of people's phones are a little bit slow. I understand that, too. Should we kind of like do it in instant message like you guys instant message me or should I don't know. I'm trying to find a way to
I don't know. We'll think about it. Let's think about it because I don't want I mean, like if I'm hearing it before somebody else, I don't want him to think I'm answering too fast. I mean, I don't you know what I'm saying? I want it to be fair to everybody. So,
yeah.
And Sue, if I answer, you answer too, girl. I don't care.
Oh, it's just my phone is slower than yours, and you're getting them in there really quick. And, you know, I have a slow phone too. And even when I have it typed and I touch send, it takes it a little bit to show up on the screen.
Should we go ahead and just do it by phone? That way you guys do not know the answers. And if Greg wants to play, he can give me his email address and Ann can show him how to do that call-in thing. I don't know. But some people are shy and they don't like calling in. So I can understand that too.
Okay. Well, I kind of – my friend Lisa's here. Lisa, say
hey.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
And
howdy, Lisa.
Hi. I love you. I listen to you. She listens, but she's never called in. So this is her first time.
I'm the shy girl.
She is. She is. But she knows her Elvis just like me. And so what I was going to say is that she wants to, you know, like join in on this on Wednesdays. So maybe we should have like a different chat for just the for this show maybe.
I was going to do 50-50. I was going to accept call-ins and chat, but with Miss Ann called in first, she said that she can't do three things at once. So
that's me.
I thought that the messenger would be a good idea, but maybe we should do both. Maybe we should do call-in and messenger.
Well, yeah. Maybe we should all just kind of think on it, and then we can send in our ideas and stuff.
Miss Victoria said, need to wait for the question to be asked first. And it's like, well, I ask the question first, and I sing a song in case you don't have time. So I don't know. Goodness sakes. I know I don't want any hard feelings. It's supposed to be a fun thing
either.
To do.
I don't either. I know, Victoria, I'm sorry. It may be that I just heard the question before you did and was able to answer it, you know. So
or
I
Miss
don't know.
Rhonda, Miss Rhonda, wait till I start singing the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da song before you answer.
I can do
and
that.
The answer is so fast because you're a fast typer, honey.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I can pop fast. That is my job.
I'm gonna start calling you Speedy Gun Typey. Speedy Gun Typey. Speedy Gun Typey. That's what you are.
Well, but, I did type 100 words a minute, so I'm sorry, y'all.
And Victoria told me that she was sending him in my private message box, which I wasn't on, girl. I was on Susan's chat. So if you sent them to me on Messenger, I'm not going to read it because I was in Susan's chat. So see, there's a lot of misconceptions tonight. We're going to get it all cleared up, and we're going to get it all better for next time. Greg says he wants to stay in Susan's chat when we play these games, and that's fine. That's fine. But if you guys want to call in too, that's also fine. We can do 50-50,
okay.
And yeah. You can just call in if you don't want to do type, or you can just stay and type. I think we should wait till the da-da-da-da-da song starts before y'all put your answers, so that way everybody will get a chance to think before Speedy Gun Typey puts her answer in. And I don't know.
Yeah. That's funny, Shauna.
I don't know. I was watching Speedy Gonzalez with my son earlier. I just thought it was a perfect name for you, honey, for this show. It was fast. You're just fast.
I'm a road runner. I'm a road runner.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep.
Beep,
but, Anyway, guys, don't be discouraged. These points will go every week. I'm not saying that Rhonda's the winner because this is the whole rest of the month of April, okay? You guys have chances to catch up, all right? We'll do it better next time. Let's see. Like I said, Victoria's at 2, Greg's at 14, Rhonda's at 17, Manette is at 8, Sue's at 9, Anne is
at 11.
You
didn't give me credit for
leaving
the Las Vegas either.
Yes, I did. You have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I gave you one dot for Viva Las Vegas, even when it was on the last duh. On the last duh, it still counts. So I gave you that. But
okay, well,
like,
I was trying to get it all in there.
I'm really wanting all this to happen so fun-like so we don't get angry at each other. I'm just trying to see the best way I can do this. I don't know how that Ashley chick does this on YouTube. She does it in her chat, and it's like I'm having a chat and a telephone, and it seems a headache to me, but I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, can I ask a favor? Because Lisa and I did these together, so is there a way we can add her and me as one, or can you do Rhonda, Lisa, and we have the same points? I don't know how to do it, but
well, she needs to be on there
together.
By herself and do her own answers.
Well, she's not in the group.
I can do it.
She's not in the group, but we can add her to the group. How about this? Since you had 17. Okay,
no,
hold on a minute.
That's two people.
I understand.
Right. Sorry, y'all. We're at a restaurant. Sorry.
It's okay. What I'll do is I'll give you 8 points. I'll give you 8 points, Rhonda, and I'll give your friend Lisa 8 points. 50-50.
No, not tonight. Start next week. She said start next week. She'll start her own points next week.
Okay. But you're still going to have 17 points, Rhonda, whether she starts next week or not. That's why I was going to like half
That's
it.
That's okay. She may pass me up. I'm telling you, this girl's on it.
Okay. But we have to find a better way. I'm going to have to find a better way here. This is what we're going to do. Starting tomorrow, when you guys want to play, if you guys want to play, let me know by Wednesday. And I'll add you guys to a designated chat group only for the game. It's not for anything else, just for the trivia. Okay. And then if y'all want to call in. Okay. So you do 50-50 say. Ann might want to be in the chat. Let her stay in the chat. Sue might want to call in. I'll let Sue call in or anybody else. It's just I'm going to do 50-50 instead of chat only. That way people get a chance to call in as well and not be in the chat. Like I said, I don't know how that Ashley Drew or whatever her name does this on just a chat because it seems like a headache to figure this out. But I am very thankful for you guys participating. Thank you, Miss Sue and Rhonda and Ann and Greg and Victoria and Minette and
welcome.
Linda.
It was so fun. We had a blast.
All right. Well, like I said, I'll get the hiccups fixed and hopefully by the next time we'll have a little bit even more fun than we did tonight. Okay, everybody?
Okay.
Sounds great.
And I'm going to have to go because it's only an hour trivia, and I'm going to play a really good song to get you guys' mind off of it, okay? And don't feel bad if you guys didn't get the points because this is for the full month of April. So, you know, there is more chances for you guys to catch up, okay? Because I'm going to do it every Wednesday. There's more chances.
Awesome.
More chances. Okay. So I'm going to play a song that'll get y'all rattling and rolling and get your mind off all this stuff, okay? Because I know that you'll love this one. I know that you will. This is Poke Salad Annie.
Whoa!
And I hope you enjoy it. All right. TCB, thank you, Miss Sue and Rhonda and Ann for calling in. And thank you, Minette and Greg and Victoria and Linda.
You're welcome. Enjoy it.
Thank you, guys, for helping me tonight. All right. Goodbye, everybody. I will see y'all Friday night for my birthday bash.
Yes.
Woo!
Okay.
Okay, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you. You're fantastic. Thank you very much.
Everybody listen to me, put a smile on your face. There's no reason to be gloomy, this world's a wonderful place. So I'm gonna say again, happy, shout it out. Yeah, I got a hat now, shout it out. Well, now there is no doubt, you've a lot to shout about. Give a yell, life is swell, shout it out. Hey there, little girl, don't be sad. There's such good times to be had. Count your blessings one by one. Life's a ball, after all, have some fun. I said, come on, get happy, shout it out. Yeah, get happy now, shout it out. Well, there is no doubt, you've a lot to shout about. Give a yell, life is swell, shout it out. While there's good food, you can taste. While there's music, life's no waste. While there's great things happening, there's no end to the joy life can bring. I said, come on, get happy, shout it out. Yeah, get happy now, shout it out. Well, now there is no doubt, you've a lot to shout about. Give a yell, life is proud, shout it out. As long as there's someone you can love, as long as bright stars shine above, you've got no reason to be blue. Think what it means when your dreams all come true. I think I'm gonna get happy, shout it out. Yeah, get happy now, shout it out. Well, now there is no doubt, you've a lot to shout about. Give me your life is well, shout it out. I said, now there is no doubt, you've a lot to shout about. Give me your life is well, shout it out.
Can it be that I can't explain about last night. Those things didn't look just right. Please believe me, there was nothing wrong. I thought about you, baby, all night long.
Cross my heart, hope to die.
Well, I wouldn't tell you no lie. Talk about a piece of rotten luck. You do a friend a favor and you wind up stuck. She couldn't hold a candle to you, no siree. Very hard to handle like a Model T.
Cross my heart, I hope to die.
Well, I wouldn't tell you no lie. Please be me. Say, why couldn't you be me? Look to me. That I got in my own.
She moves her hips up to her fingertips, I feel I'm heaven bound. And when she starts to sway, I've gotta say, she really moves the grass around. Rock, a hula baby, rock, a hula baby got a hula loo from Honolulu. That rock a hula baby of mine. Although I love to kiss my little hula miss, I never get the chance. I want to hold her tight all through the night, but all she wants to do is dance. Rock, a hula baby, rock. A hula baby got a hula loo from Honolulu. That rock a hula baby of mine.
Shake the little tambourine. Shake a ring a jing jing a ling. Shake, shake for little dancing queens. Shake that tambourine, that tambourine. I can hear them dancing in the marketplace. Swishing and a swirling in their silks and lace. Bracelets keep a clinking on their tiny feet. And with their tambourines they keep the beat. Rings on the fingers, bells on the toes. They make music wherever they go. Pound that little drum now, tap it with your thumb. Shake, shake a little tambourine. Shake a ring, a jing-a-ling-a-ling. Shake, shake for little dancing queens. That tambourine, that tambourine. I heard their talent open palace doors. Every night they're dancing on those marble floors. Kings may bow before them, but they'll be my own. Then they'll shake that thing for me alone. Rings on the fingers, bells on the toes. They make music wherever they go. Pound a little drum now, tap it with your thumb. Shake, shake a little tambourine. Shake a ring, a ring, a ring, ding a ling. Shake, shake my little dancing queens. That tambourine, that tambourine. Rings on the fingers, bells on the toes. They make music wherever they go. Pound that little drum now, tap it with your thumb. Shake, shake a little tambourine. Shake a ring, a ring, a ring, ding a ling. Shake, shake my little dancing queens. That tambourine, that tambourine.